Okay, we'd like to very much thank the Torah Or members of the Afternoon Kollel. Whoever you are, I'm sure there are Jews in here who are part of Torah Or. Thank you so much for helping us learn Torah this week.
We didn't bring napkins.
Okay, the next time we need napkins. Okay, let's talk a little about Mishpatim Shkalim Adar. We're literally in the end zone. We're mamish in the 10-yard line for Purim. Here we go. Page 1 is the Darchei Musar. The Darchei Musar is the Rosh Hashiva of Or Yisrael, Petach Tikva, Rabbi Yaakov Naiman. Such a beautiful, beautiful Torah. The Pasuk says, Chamisha Bakar Yishalem Tachas Ashor, V'Arba Tzon Tachas Aseh. Right? So you're talking about a ganav, right? A ganav who stole certain types of animals. There are different punishments and there are different things that he has to pay. So we'll look up the Pasuk exactly right over here. All right? Mishpatim talks all about Ben Adam L'Chaver. That's going to be our very big theme today. Ben Adam L'Chaver will try to connect it to Shkolim and to others as well. When a man will steal an ox or a sheep or a goat and slaughter it or sell it, he shall pay 5 cattle in place of the ox and 4 sheep in place of the sheep. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Chaza, Borei kama godo kovar abrios, shor shahalach beraglav chamisha, seh shakivo aksifo arba. Okay, basically because the shor walks, he walks on his legs and he has 5, and the seh has 4. Very good, that's why it's more kovar abrios. Says Rabbi Rucham, he quotes such a beautiful Torah from Rabbi Rucham. Do you want to know why he has to pay 5 and not 4? What's the difference between 5 and 4? What's the difference? He says such a beautiful thing. He says when he stole, and he had that extra, you know, sometimes the ox is a little bigger, the shore is a little, he didn't get that geschmack out of the avera. He said the fact that he stole, but like he didn't get that geschmack, you know, like geschmack in the avera. So he says, at the end of the day, you have to pay a little bit. Right, look at the unsho. Unsho sh'achon kal yoyser. Ki in enu nenem yinavera b'mea achuz. He didn't get the 100% full geshmak of the avera. Haganav shenu seh saseh aksefo. Someone who stole the sheep, and he put it on his shoulder, mis'amitz b'maso, eno hana gemura. Imai seh genevo, v'yachol yos shevizman, shu no seh saseh, v'zeh gorim al kashim. I was talking about the sheep. Who mischar believe al shagunav lachain ansha yoser kal? Because you want to know why he gets an easier punishment lemaisa? Because at the end of the day he didn't fully enjoy his avera. And if Naaman goes on the rest of the Torah and explains, at the end of the day that's the opposite. That's doing averas. Can you imagine if we do mitzvahs and we have simcha? And he said he quotes the famous Chazal. The whole reason we have the tochacha is tachas asheror asher shalav Hashem alkecha besimcha, right? He says at the end, look at the arrow. Omar going echad shnei pshatim nechoyim beschilas b'shar harishon avodas Hashem nasa b'kriyos b'li simcha v'zegorim she'agil amatzav shefsigol klal l'kiyam mitzvos avkah hator v'zeh yeh b'simcha. He says you want to know how to be a real eved Hashem? It's not just doing mitzvos. It's not just living with mitzvos, but it's being on fire with mitzvos. It's making sure that the afternoon kollel is not just something that I do. I'm an afternoon kollel Jew, but I'm going. I'm on fire for Hashem. I'm ready for Shabbos. I'm ready for the parsha. I'm ready to be on fire. Which, yeah, I think when let's just do this together because I think I was a little. The seh, the sheep, is what's it called? You have to carry on your shoulder. The ox has to walk. I'm sorry, I didn't explain that. The ox has to walk, so you just take the ox. Let's go, little ox. Let's go together. But the sheep, because you have to carry it. And you have to do your the ganav has to he's working harder for his avera, he has to pay less. So Rabbi Rucham says he has to pay less because even in his avera he didn't really get the full hana. You need one. So at the end of the day he says the opposite is true by avodas Hashem as well. When a Jew, do you mind just pass this back? Thank you so much to our friend in the back. The opposite is true in Yiddishkeit as well. Look at page 2, which I think very much connects to this idea about living avodas Hashem with passion and energy. The second to last pasuk of the parsha. So, I know sometimes you like to go in order, but this I needed to put it here because it literally it's everything and everything. And so from the Kedushas Levi, the pasuk says, "Umari kivod Hashem ke'ish ocheles broshahar le'enei b'nei Yisrael." The appearance of the glory of Hashem was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain before Klal Yisrael. Says the Kedushas Levi, such a beautiful inside. Let's say it outside, and then we'll see it inside. Says, you ever want to know what Mirzof, what's your report card in Hashem? How are you doing in Hashem's eyes? What does Hashem think of you? I would love to know. He said it's very simple. If you look at your Avodas Hashem, and if you find it that you're passionate, and you're committed, and you're sincere, and you're on fire for it, then you know that your report card is an A+. I'm not sure how the A- work, or the B+. I'm not sure how that works. He says, if you're on fire, if you're on fire for the Rabbonu Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu is very, very happy with you. So that's exactly what the pasuk says. Look at the bottom paragraph, the bottom second column. Ulizeh Omar Umara Kavod Hashem. You want to know how to have Kavod Hashem? You want to know how Hashem thinks about you? Shehasimin kishayirtze adam leida imroa Kavod Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu nehem imenu. What do you have to look for? Ke'ish ocheles. Are you a fire yourself? When you get up for davening, are you like, ah, shachris again? Or shachris, ah, gevaldik. Rosh Chodesh Adar. That means Purim's coming. Pesach's coming. Gevaldik. Or it's, nah, another B'nigas Chametz. Another B'ir Chametz. Just getting on, check, check, check. No. Im libo boer ke'ish. If you're on fire for the Rabbonu Shalom, at the end of the day, that is the immediate simon. That's the sign that Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy with your Avodas Hashem. That's very simple. Obviously, we all have those days where you're on fire. And then sometimes you have those regular days where you're not. And it's our job to take those days, the Miyal Bahar Hashem, and to take those days when we aren't fired, right? You have those Shabbos types of moments. And you have those Yom Tov moments. And then to be able to take it with you, Miyakum and Kom Kacho, to take it with you to live it on top of the mountain as well. I thought that was very appropriate, especially with Benjamin Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Shabbos. Because you know that's what Malik was all about? Malik is like, Shekarcha Bedarach. They happened upon us. Right, you know the Baal Shem Tov and all the Svarim say Karcha Lashon Kriyas. Amalek Svarim does davening. Amalek Svarim with learning and doing Chesed. But Amalek, once you say you have fire in your Avodas Hashem, right? Haman says Asher Kirahu. No. They're davening, they're learning, but they're not on fire, right? The Rav Weinberger likes to say a Torah from the Sfas Emes. We're called Bnei Yisrael. Yisrael has the word Eish in it. Eish is in the word Yisrael. So for our gematria lovers, this is good. For the not yet gematria lovers, you'll bear with me. Mirtz Hashem, I give you a bracha. You should be zocha one day. Mirtz Hashem. I got it. I left it. My wife doesn't like when I say it, but no, it's okay. I used to call gematria haters, but then I got in trouble when I said that. Okay. Says the Sas Emes, you take Eish out of Yisrael. Eish is 301. Yisrael is 540. You take 540 minus 301. What are you left with? 240. Left with a malik. Left with Haman and doubts and thinking about, does Hashem exist? Does God exist? Does Hashem exist? How could this happen? My kid this, my kid that. But when a person realizes that he's committed to his Avodas Hashem, you don't have sveikos, you don't have any doubts. Rav Weinberger used to say his father saw his whole family killed. Done. Finished. In the Holocaust. How did he be able to go on? He didn't have kashas on Hashem. Survivors didn't have kashas on Hashem. Some did, and that's totally fine. His father never had kashas. And if Weinberger said, the one time he brought up to his father got very upset at him. He said, we don't know. We have a lot of questions down here. Upstairs, there's no questions, only answers. And he lived his life. Mamash was on fire for Hashem, getting into the base midrash at 4:30, 96 years old, B'Lainar, 96 years old. He's looking up from Shemaim, 96 years old, getting him to the base midrash, saying to Hillel and Mishnayos even before the Rabbanim would get there. That's what it means to be a Yid. I thought that was very apropos to be able to throw that in there. Here we go, page number 3, the Chasam Sofer, now coming back to the Parsha. The Chasam Sofer, we said last week, or a few weeks ago, has two different Svarim on the Parsha. It's Taurus Moshe, and also Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah, sort of Simon. Rav Simon likes to say, I read from YU, likes to say, that the Torahs are not always the same. So you got to be careful. If you don't find in one place, you have to look in the other place as well. So the Pasuk says like this, in Chav Beis Yotes. Here we go. Let me just get the English so I don't mess it up. Here we go. Zaveh alokim yachram bilto la Hashem levado. One who slaughters to the gods shall be destroyed. Only to Hashem you shall slaughter. Velager lo sonav lo sachatzeno. You should not abuse a ger. Ki ger mayisub eretz Mitzrayim. Because you guys were also gerim in Egypt. You guys were also gerim in Mitzrayim. Mishpatim, by the way, right? Rashi says, the opening Rashi says, right? Ve'ila, come to Jews, just like that. This was on Sinai. These are said on Sinai. Mishpatim is all about Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. The rest of the Torah today, I think so, is all about Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. It's the Rabbon Hashem's first thing. It's the, we said from last week, Sat Merabi Daf Alf Be. It's a Daf Alf. Before you get to Daf Beis, you got to start with Daf Alf. And the main thing that Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Klai Yisrael on our Sinai this week, it's all about Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So you can look inside, there's a whole very nice piece, but he says, what's the penimis, what's the message about telling the ger He said, sometimes, you know, we see these Baalei Tshuva and they get so firm very quick. It's very, very important that someone's a Baalei Tshuva from my Rebbeim, from what I've heard, got to take things one thing at a time. But don't think that you can't change in a quick place. He quotes the Gemara, right? The Gemara on the Banu Peidah Adam Anaf with Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish was going around, he's robbing everyone. Rabbi Yochanan said, the famous story, if you marry my sister, I'll give you my sister. And that's exactly what happened. He became Reish Lakish. He became the head. He became one of the biggest rabbis in the Gemara. Don't think that you can't change in a very quick place. He says at the end of the day, because just like you were on the 49th level of Tumah. And what happened a few weeks later? You got the Torah. Right? Look on the left-hand side. Don't say that he can't be a yid. Chashbaruch would say, anytime a Jew wants to change, a Jew can change. Obviously, if people have to do it in steps, I meant Baalei Tshuva, and I meant for myself, I know for myself too. When I try to take upon things too fast, too much, too quick. Oh, I'm going to start learning now every 20 hours a day. It doesn't last. My friends in yeshiva, the people who were staying up long at night, they weren't learning morning seder. That's unhealthy. You have to do taking things in steps. But at the end of the day, I think that this Mezhul Chatzim Sofer is such a great message on making sure to be damachav schus. So the people who do convert and have that initial flame, then they have the, don't think that they can't just, obviously there's a process. But for them to be able to join, just like you became Adam Mitzrayim and you became Chodesh Baruch Hu's nation, so too can they as well. Moving on to the Chazam Sofer's son, page 4, our first Ksav Sofer for the day. Perek of Beis, Pasuk of Dalet. The Pasuk says, "In Kesef Talva es Ami es Ani Imach." Look at the Rechaim HaKadosh inside. It's not for now. Says the Ksav Sofer, such a beautiful insight on the mitzvah of tztaka. He says, you know, sometimes people give tztaka and they need their name on a plaque. I'm only going to give tztaka if you say my name in shul, if you say my name at the Yizkor appeal. It's nice. It's about giving tzedakah. It's a nice thing. But we don't know what the ultimate thing is, says Ksav Sofer. The ultimate way is giving tzedakah. It's when it's as ami, as ani imach. It's you and the ani by yourself. You don't have to let everyone else know. Okay, you want to get other people to give. You do that bitzina and the text message. You don't have to tell the entire shul. It says, look at the Ksav Sofer says. Oh, here we go. Now we're getting to the halacha over here.
If Schwartz thinks he's like 2/3 as good as Abramowitz.
Oh.
So if Abramowitz gives 3 wins, publicly Schwartz will give 2.
Oh. Rosh Beshuva. I'm not talking halacha right now. I'm just talking about. I'm talking to be a mensch. You don't have to announce it to the entire shul. Okay, you know, like, to be able to be a gaiva. That's what the Ksav Sofer says. He says, usually we hold up, right, look at the lines, it's Benirli. Benirli, Kholba Bitsas Adiv Lazos Bechnisa Barov Am Hajjas Melech. Usually, the bigger the grand, the bigger the venue, the bigger the crowd, the better the place. Barov Am Hajjas Melech. Ma She'en Kein Bitsdaka Adiv She'en Matan Beseser. Bestaist? Yeah? I understand Halacha Klieg, if it's going to inspire other people, good. But I'm talking about in a real mensch way. You give tzedakah, you don't have to tell the whole world that you did it and put it on your Instagram and put it on your Facebook. Part of being in the midst of tzedakah is ha'ami v'esa'ani imach. You and him. Look at the last 3 lines. V'zeo perish mikot shalvanino esa'ani imach shelo ye'acher b'nechem el ha'ani v'at. It's got to be you. The second you start telling everyone, it's still a nice thing and maybe you can inspire other people. But it loses its kedusha a little bit. I saw the Kutzker Rebbe's guard side this week. I saw Rav David Beshevkin. He writes for Mishpacha, Kabbalistic writer for Mishpacha. That's what he said. The Kutzker said, "I want to keep my ma'asim tovim private, and I would rather keep my challenges public. My ma'asim tovim private, and my challenges public. When it comes to your ma'asim tovim, there's an essence of." Right. No, the buildings, maybe we could say, maybe they're different. Maybe if it's for the buildings or big time stucco, maybe there's an inn. Maybe there's an inn. Oh. Yeah, I'm not telling you the Kutzker. First of all, the Kutzker didn't have that many chatoim. So don't get me wrong when he's saying. What he was really saying, he said, you don't want the show start showing up every time you do a good thing. Like I tell my students don't like when I say it, but I still say it anyways. I say it when they say they threw out they did something good, like they threw out the garbage. I say, you want a sticker? Shkoyach, you threw out the garbage. You're supposed to throw out the garbage. But I guess it's also good to be able to tell people when they do the good things. Oh, when the ani doesn't know, that's not on a higher level. Beautiful. We could talk about Hilchot Tzedakah from now until tomorrow. We got 12 minutes left, and I got 7 pages, so I got to roll. Here we go. Moving on to Chav Gimel Dalet. Chavetz Chaim al Torah. Kisivka shor yivcha o chamor o ta asher tishivenu lo. When you see your enemy's animal, or either a horse, and you see it straying off to the field, you have a mitzvah called Hashavas Aveda. I'm about to get very, very fiery. If you didn't think I got fiery before, I'm about to get very fiery. I hope I'm going to be okay right here. Says Chavetz Chaim, if Hashavas Aveda applies to people's belongings, to people's gashmias, kavachomer, does it apply to someone's avodas Hashem? When you see a Jew, or you have a friend, or a cousin, who's starting to not keep Shabbos, who's starting to not keep Yiddishkeit, we have an obligation. You have an obligation, obviously in a kind and caring and sensitive way, to make sure to do whatever you can. It's literally what the Chavetz Chaim says at the first arrow. It's a mitzvah, a service of Vedas, says the Chavetz Chaim. When you go out of your way to try to bring them back to Yiddishkeit, even if you're going to be up all night and call on this person and that person and this person and that friend and that friend, you have a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Don't think, oh, someone else is going to deal with it. And his wife is going to deal with it. You're going to deal with it. I'm going to send them to public school. I just don't understand some of these institutions where they don't take in people and they have nowhere else to go. For high school, for if you're even at Yisrael, oh, they'll figure it out. You're talking about a Jewish neshama. But Weinberg was going crazy about this a few years ago. When in certain yeshivas, I'm not going to say which yeshivas, I don't know. They wouldn't let people in because of their family background. So where are they going to go? They don't go to yeshiva. I'm not saying that they'll let in everyone and they're going to make a whole thing on the Yerush Yeshiva. But a Jewish soul? The Shavas Aveda, Pasha the Chesed Chavetz Chaim. Just like if you found a $100 bill right here, you'd want to return it. Do you know what a Jewish soul is? It's a Shavas Aveda when you try to help people. Obviously, in a kind and caring way. In our generation, it doesn't work. And putting down, and you know what it means, Shabbos, throwing rocks. Rav Weinberger likes to say, one second, thank you. Rav Weinberger said a million times, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, so they see a car driving on Shabbos, so they start throwing rocks. So Rav Weinberger joked and said, you ever see one of those guys stop their car and go, oh, Shabbos, I forgot. Okay, my bad. My bad. Throwing rocks? I understand it's Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, but it's not going to stop the people from... Oh, it's Shabbos, okay. Let me get out of my car now and make a whole thing. I'm not telling... Yeah.
They don't allow the schools to open until every kid's
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to hear that. Baruch Hashem. That's what it means to be Yiddish, guys. This is literally the things of 101. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, these are the basic things right after the Seres Dibros. It's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Page 678 is a mimer from Rav Hunter. I don't know. We really don't have time to go through the whole mimer. Today is Rav Yisrael Salanter's yard site. It was such the Yad Lishma that I found this. Rabbi Razor says this. I love this Torah. It's such a beautiful Torah. It's the end of the Parsha. It's such a good Torah. He says, Rav Yisrael Salanter, his whole Indian was Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. He said, it's not Stam. He looked in the first paragraph. He said, it's not Stam. Rav Yisrael Salanter's yard site always falls out Parsha's Mishpatim. You think Merzav such a Hasidic guy? I'm calling Rav Yisrael Salanter right here. The whole Muslim movement was all about Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. It was all about appreciating everyone. Appreciating everyone's gewaldigness, everyone's uniqueness. And he says a beautiful Torah. He says the Torah at the end of the Parsha. Pasuk says, and he quotes it in Gimel over there. Moshe Rabbeinu takes half of the dam, half of the blood. And what happens? He places it in a basin, he puts half the blood on the Mizbech, and he sprinkles half the blood on Klal Yisrael. Right? Half the blood on Mizbech, half the blood on Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, who came to split the blood? A Malach came to split the blood. Says Rav Hutner, I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't know how to make a little line over there. You know, you make, okay, half and half. You need a Malach to come. It's such a Torah. This is probably one of my favorite Dibrei Torah of all time. Says Rav Hutner, You can look at it over Shabbos. But Shparuch wanted to show over Matan Torah that half the blood on this bath That's Ben Adam Lamakom. And half the blood on Klal Yisrael is Ben Adam Lechaveiro. And don't think that if you're going to be a Torah Jew, but you don't hold the door open, or you're going to be a good Jew and kind Jew, but you don't keep Shabbos, that you're good. No, it's 50-50. If you don't have it at all, if you don't say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos, you don't know what it means to be a Jew. And if you're not learning, you can do all the chesed in the world, but if you're not learning, you're doing half and half. And he says, that was the galus, look at it on page 8. Page 8, the test. That was the galus of the Chavetz Chaim. Rav Huttner said, that the same pen that wrote in Mishnah Brura, which is all about Ben Adam Lamakom, also wrote the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, also wrote the Sefer Avas Chesed, about being kind and caring and sensitive to others. That was the galus of the Chavetz Chaim, said Rav Huttner. And that's exactly why the Malach had to come at the end of the Parshan. Right, Rashi says here, Ba Malach, Michel Kahut divided, Malach Ba Vechelka, an angel came. Why didn't angel come after have to come? Says Rav Huttner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show from Klal Yisrael at the time of Mount Torah, that Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro are just as equal in my eyes, and don't ever, ever forget that forever for all time. Page 9 and 10 are just some Shkalim Torahs. We'll try to connect it as well. So the Rebbe of Melech says a beautiful Torah, and Ha'ashir Lo Yarba, V'Hada Lo Yami. Right? Everyone has to give a half a shekel. Everyone has to give a machitz of a shekel. Says the Rebbe of Melech, we'll just say it outside for time's sake. Ha'ashir. Right? Things are going well in your life. Everything, Baruch Hashem, the financially is going well. Everyone in your kids are going well. Lo yarbe. Don't become such a bal gaiva. Relax. Understand that Rabbi Hashem runs the veld. Don't get too gaivadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the veld. The hadal. And when, let's say things aren't going well. Things aren't so well in your life. The hadal, lo yami. You're a little downtrodden. And you think things aren't. Don't put yourself down. A Jew has to live a balanced life, says the Rambam. When things in your life are going well, make sure not to become a bal gaiva. And when things are going poorly, don't ever give up yeish chas v'shom. Look at the bottom where he says, "Vadal lo yamet peish hadal v'mitzos ava pikin lo yisyash atz v'chalila leich shove bederech libo el ava pikin yoshu v'asis l'Hashem trumas Hashem." Do whatever you can to bring your chetzi shekel. Do whatever you can. That's one of the main messages. Doesn't matter how rich you were or how poor you are, everyone brought a half a shekel. And the message says the Rebbe of Melech, beautiful insight. But to live a balanced life, this is the Rambam, the Shvil Hazav, to live a balanced life, never getting too ahead of yourself or too sad or too behind or too low on yourself. Make sure to be able to make sure that balanced life. And finally, page 10, and then we'll end off with a Purim Vigat Torah. We know by Chazal, the Medrash tells us from the Ksav Sofer, page 10, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what a shekel looked like. He didn't know. So what does the Medrash say? Neskash Moshe on the right column. Neskash Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Shalom, V'hira lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimin Mapeh Shal Ish, Mitachas Kisei HaKavod, V'omer lo Yizeh Yinu Kazeh Yinu. Right, Rashi quotes it in Parshas Kisisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take a coin, this is a coin of fire, this is how you shall give. He gives John shows and he shows him half a shekel. Says Ksav Sofer, why a half a shekel? And this is the Al-Sheikh says and the other Sfarim say, because a Jew has to realize in their life that you might think that you run your life and you might think you control your life, but to realize you're only chetzi, you're only half. To realize that you need the Rabbon Hashem. Look at the bottom on the bottom paragraph. Right, everyone has to be counted as a half a shekel, and not a full shekel. So the Gemara says, you have to do your part. You have to want to do tshuva your part, but the rest is up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, now it's time for machzor a shekel. It's time for be able to count Klai. So the main message is to realize that you only have. You need the other half. And what's the other half? The other half is Hashem. Others from say, the Tzatzemes, and others from say, that you need a half to be able to get another Jew's half, to be able to bring it together. But that's not what the Ksav Sofer says. The Ksav Sofer says our half, and the Ribbono Shel Olam half brings one. Others from say our half, and another Jew is the second half. And finally, page 11. I know I went a little too fast. I apologize. You have all Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shem, and Shabbos night to Chazer. Remember, B'leibel Egu, who's Yartzeit, is also the 22nd of Shvat, the Kotzke Rebbe's Yartzeit. And Rabbi Tzachai Meshko Schneerson's yard side as well. I had the chus to be by the hall that night, Baruch Hashem. Says the pasuk in the Megillah, Mishloach Manos Ish Tzarei'eyu. Give Mishloach Manos, very important. Top left hand, says the Rebbe Leibel Eger. And he quotes the Gemara, Ma da'alav soni l'chaverga lo savi, right? Zeh klal kol ha-Torah kula. The whole point of the Torah, whatever you don't want to do done to you, don't do to your friend. Niftach lehem mekor v'shorosh klos ha-Torah b'mitzvahs mishloach manos. Hamora agodu ahava b'ish lo'eo. Hamora arivi b'spash l'ahava b'yoyser. The whole Indian of being a Jew, the whole Indian that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that it was time to be able to bring the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, is once he saw that them coming together. Right? Haman says to Achashverosh, there's an Am Mefuzer Mefura. They're scattered physically. The Sas Emes and Blaibel is saying over here, Mefuzer Mefura doesn't just mean physically. It means they were scattered amongst themselves. They weren't saying good Shabbos on Shabbos. Or because their color kippah. Or maybe because they weren't even wearing a kippah, they weren't saying Shalom Aleichem. Or Chas V'Shom, they would say the Mishabech on air for Eretz Yisrael. You can't dive in there. Chas V'Shom. It's shtus. It's narishkeit. It's narishkeit. The rest of the world hates us. You're going to make divisions? You're going to make divisions for such narishkeit? It's ridiculous. That's the Rabbon Hashem saying, Mishloch menos ish loyeo. You want to know how to bring the geula? Getting very passionate today, I'm sorry, I apologize. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the ultimate geula will come through Avas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is the reason why we're in the middle of Boca Raton. I want to be in Yerushalayim. I want to be in Boca Raton. I want to be in Jerusalem. I want to be with all our brothers. I want to be with my grandparents. My grandfather, Baruch Hashem, was just named this week. My sister had a baby boy, Brismila Mazel Tov. Not sure why I'm telling you that. Very all over the place. At the end of the day, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Let's just review very quickly. We started off with the Vendarchi Milser. He says that, and why is it that the person who steals a sheep has to pay less than someone who takes a shore? A shore walks, the set, you have to put on your back, you don't get the whole geshmak out of the Avera, and at the end of the day, you didn't get the full geshmak. Says the Darchi Musar, the same thing as Avodas Hashem. You want to get the full geshmak in Yiddishkeit? It's not just doing the mitzvos. It's being besimcha in your mitzvos, making sure that you're doing it with passion and joy. And that's exactly what the Kedushas Levi says at the end of the Parsha. Amara Kivar Hashem Ke'ish Ocheles. You want to know you're in Parkard grade? If you're Ke'ish Ocheles, then it's Mara Kivar Hashem. If you're on fire, if you're on passionate or Yid, if you're, you could be having hard things in your life, and still put on tefillin, and still daven, and not just daven, but daven in a fire way, and a caring in a sincere way, then that's Kavod Hashem. The third idea from the Chasam Sofer, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't abuse the convert, because you were Gerim Mitzrayim, you're also a convert. And don't think that, oh, he got so from so quickly. No, you also went from a low place to a very high place very quickly. At the end of the day, don't make sure not to bother him as well. Then we got into a whole discussion from the Rashba. I have to look up that Rashba. Mitzrayim, you'll tell me after. The Ksav Sofer says, when it comes to mitzvot stoka, on a pneumius level, I'm not talking about halachically in big buildings, maybe we're talking about two different things, very good. No one's going to start throwing things at me over here. It says the Ksav Sofer, in kesef talvas ani yath ani imach, it should be you and the ani imach. You don't have to go start putting it on your Twitter and your Facebook, your Instagram. The new thing now with my students is TikTok. Anyone holding in that? Hope not. It's a whole thing. It's all about dancing. I'm not sure exactly what it is. The Chavetz Chaim, the fifth idea, to realize that just like our Shiva Zavida applies to people's possessions, it also applies to people's souls. And if you see someone going off, you got to make sure our Shiva Zavida, that also applies. 678 was the whole idea from Rav Hunder. Kadosh Baruch Hu Matan Torah brings the Malach. And the Malach splits up the blood. Half on the Mizbech, half for Klal Yisrael. Says Rav Hunder, you needed a Malach to come to split the blood? Says Rav Hunder, exactly, yeah. Half the blood on his back was Ben Adam Lakum. Half the blood on Klal Yisrael was Ben Adam Lachaveru. And that was the Gavas of the Chavetz Chaim. The Gavas of the Chavetz Chaim is the same pen that wrote Mishnah Berurah, wrote the Sefer Avos Chesed, Chavetz Chaim al Torah, the Rebbe Ramelech, Ha'ashi lo Yarbe. Don't get too ahead of yourself when things are going well. The Hadal lo Yamet, things are going hard. Don't give up Yesh. Ain't Shem Yesh Be'alam Klal. Don't give up. And finally, Ksav Sofer number 10, Kadosh Baruch Hu still tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you got to do half a shekel to realize that you do your part. At the end of the day, you need to have a shekel you need the other part from the Rabbon Hashem. And you need Kadosh Baruch Hu's part. Others from say half a shekel to other Jews. The Ashik says it as well. Finally, the ultimate Rabbi Leibola, finish up Rabbi Leibola Eger, the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he says a beautiful idea. At the end of the day, Meshach Menos Isher Eil, the whole ending of the whole Torah, the whole Kabbalah of the Torah is one that's done with Ahava, right? When Mekabal Torah and Purim, again, Ba'ahava. What does it mean, Ba'ahava? It means when we're at Ba'ahava together, when there's no more Mefuzer, and there's no more Mefurad, and we get together, we get along together, that'll bring the ultimate Gula. Just to say, a Maisa, Rabbi Leibola is graded, the grandfather, the Zeder, Rabbi Kiva Eger. I saw also Rabbi Zelig Pliskin. He was once on a horse and buggy going through the night. What happened was, is that the wagon driver, his socks were getting very wet. But what happened, the donkey got stuck, or the wagon got stuck. He had to get out and fix it. And what happened was, he said, Rabbi Kiva Eger said, once the wagon was fixed, he said, I'm not going anywhere. He said, I have an extra pair, let me give you my socks, here are the socks. Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the next morning, when Rabbi Kiva Eger woke up, the driver looked at Rabbi Kiva Eger's his feet, and he saw he's freezing. He said, I don't understand what happened. He said, you didn't go back, you didn't have an extra pair. He said, how could I sit in the back? How could I sit in the back knowing that you were going to have no socks in the freezing cold and I had socks on my feet? That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's what it means to be a Yid. To be Rabbi Akiva Eiger, mamish of cup. No one has, when people want to say Rabbi Akiva Eiger means that you're holding in shots and posting them everything, Rabbi Akiva Eiger also understood what it means to be a Yid. But on the Mechaverish, we zochab Ezra Shem, to lay in the gill and you shalom your Kurdish. Ezra Shem is brought up the carved mamish.